that's the sound of another sale on Shopify, in store. Shopify POS is everything you need to sell in person. From payments to inventory, Shopify unites your sales into one commerce platform. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/retail23. Shopify.com/retail23.
Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems, but getting therapy has its own problems too, like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit BetterHelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to the Redmen TV Bite Size podcast. I'm Steve Hall. It is Friday, May 19th. Jurgen Klopp has just finished speaking at his pre-match press conference ahead of the game against Aston Villa this weekend. We'll be touching on some of the things the manager spoke about, and later on in the show, we've got a little bit of transfer news, updates, etc. as well. So, yeah, let's crack straight into it then. Jurgen Klopp. Injury news-wise, some good news, some bad news. Let's start with the bad news, because if you start bad, at least then we can end positive, which is always nice to do. Jurgen has ruled Darwin Nunez out of the game against Aston Villa. Said he's got inflammation in the tendon in his toe, and then went on to say that is very painful. I mean, it does sound painful. I don't know if you can just take some anti-inflammatories. Maybe you can't. I don't know anything about it. But yeah, Darwin will not be fit and available for the Villa game on Saturday afternoon at Anfield. So does that mean he might sit out the Southampton game as well? Maybe. I guess a lot of that will depend if anything's riding on that game when Liverpool come to play it. Of course, there's with Newcastle beating Brighton, really, you're looking at them slipping up in their next game to have any chance, and if they don't, well, you're looking at Man United as well. So maybe Liverpool will have a little look in terms of basically there's no point being down against Southampton if the game is absolutely meaningless and Liverpool can't qualify for the Champions League, having already qualified for the Europa League. But if there's a chance they need them, or if there's a chance there's a goal difference swing that the Reds need perhaps, then maybe they consider it. That's even if he's fit, by the way. He might just be done for the season. Jurgen didn't clarify that, but he did say the injury was very painful, so we'll keep an eye on that one. But yeah, we won't be seeing Darwin Nunez at Anfield again this season. Time will tell if he plays one more away game before jetting off for the summer. The good news, and it was something we all half expected when we saw the training pictures, etc. We spoke about it briefly on previous shows. But yeah, Roberto Firmino is fit and available. Jurgen confirmed that his final Anfield game as a Liverpool player. And with Darwin's injury, of course, you know, forget the emotional send-off for a second, albeit it's hard to put that to the back burner. Liverpool might need Roberto Firmino to score some goals. You know, it's truth be told. It's good to have another forward option. Obviously, they've got Jota, Salah, they've got Gakpo and of course Luis Diaz, and now you can have Roberto Firmino to that mix as well. So Liverpool have got five forwards to choose from against Aston Villa. Three will start probably, unless he goes for Gakpo in midfield, which he did against Brentford, and then we'll have two of them on the bench, I'm guessing. That's where Roberto Firmino will be. But yeah, Roberto Firmino gets to have his Anfield send off as a player, which is awesome on the pitch. And second of all, I say the Reds might need him. He scored some big goals for Liverpool this season already around the injury, so that's great news. Yeah, Firmino back and fit and available for selection. My guess is it's from the bench, but you just never know what Jurgen's going to do in terms of might throw him in from the start one more time. Who knows? Jurgen also spoke about his touchline ban. He said, well, basically what he said was, he doesn't mind paying the money. He would like it to go to a charity. If it goes to the FA, he's not too pleased with it. He did kind of hint at that. He also said he's still able to get in contact with his coaching staff. So that's, yeah, he'll be up in one of the boxes, I'm guessing, of course, and he'll be able to get down messages to the touchline. And he also confirmed that, well, as far as he's led to believe, he can do the full-time celebrations in and around Anfield. He can be on the pitch for that one. No one said he can't, which again, considering that it's going to be an emotional day, which Jurgen spoke about, with four Liverpool legends leaving, then I'm sure he'll be glad for that one as well. But yeah, in terms of Firmino, Milner, Chamberlain and Keita leaving, Klopp will be able to be involved in any activities that Liverpool put on at full-time, as well as the lap of honour, which always happens at the end of every season. Jurgen was also asked, and we can kind of bridges the gap between press conference and transfers. Jurgen was asked about some transfers at the press conference, so that was nice and easy. In terms of his goalkeeping department, then obviously when Liverpool the announcement of the four out of contract players. There is a fifth out of contract player who is Adrian. He wasn't announced as leaving, and Jürgen kind of hinted at what that meant. He said, I've got a good feeling that we'll keep working with Adrian. He said, if we aren't saying goodbye, then he'll probably stay. It isn't decided yet, but I would rather us be working together. So it does look like Jürgen Klopp, John Achterberg, etc. have decided they would like to keep Adrian around one more year on a new contract. I'm guessing they're just talking about terms, money, length of contract, etc. But there's been a lot of doubts about what Liverpool are going to do in the goalkeeping department. Are they going to sign someone? Are they not? Well, it looks like they very much might just keep Adrian. And also, perhaps more interesting, perhaps more significant, maybe, I don't know, also keep Kevin Kelleher. So it's been widely expected, really, and that Kevin Kelleher would leave in the summer. I think a lot of people, myself included, thought he might want to go, Liverpool might want to cash in on him, but Klopp kind of knocked that on the head a little bit, I guess, unless someone come in with a big offer. So he said, I can't see Keeve leaving, it would take an extraordinary offer. So basically, yeah, someone's going to have to come and pay what Liverpool deem a massive offer for, to take their sub goalie off him before he goes. Now, didn't clarify what an extraordinary offer is, but there has been interest, we think, in Kelleher from the likes of Spurs and Brighton and Brentford. Maybe one of them are happy to come in with a big deal, but I don't know what Jürgen meant by an extraordinary offer. I saw the term £20 million kind of handed about. Do Liverpool deem that as extraordinary? I don't know. But yeah, he says he can't see Keeve leaving. So we've had loads of questions about Liverpool on the goalkeeping department. It might just be that it stays as it is and all three of them stay in the same pecking order. I mean, perhaps if Liverpool are in the Europa League, they let Kevin Kelleher be the Europa League goalkeeper. That might keep him happy. There's another, what, guaranteed six group games and whatever else comes of it, as well as the League Cup, whatever he gets in there as well. So perhaps that's what the thinking is. I don't know, but yeah, I think it's great. I think Kevin Kelleher's brilliant. He's probably one of the best backup goalkeepers that any Premier League team have got. He's better than some starting goalkeepers in the Premier League, of that I'm certain. So I think it's really good news if Liverpool can, as Jürgen said, keep him, and if that extraordinary offer comes in, fair enough. But if it doesn't, then I'm absolutely delighted that Liverpool's Irish goalkeeper will be hanging around for at least one more year and hopefully more.
How would you like to look 5 years younger? In a clinical study, people that had volume added with Juvederm Voluma XC in the cheeks perceived themselves as looking 5 years younger at 6 months after treatment. Look younger, feel like you. Add volume for lift and contour in the cheeks with Juvederm Voluma XC. Reverse signs of aging by adding volume to smooth laugh lines with Juvederm Volure XC. For important safety information and to find a licensed specialist, visit Juvederm.com. That's Juvederm.com. Not for people with severe allergic reactions, allergies to lidocaine, or the proteins used in Juvederm. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. There's a risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. Talk to a licensed specialist to find out if it's right for you.
Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems. But getting therapy has its own problems too, like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit BetterHelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Right then, moving on. I know Chris talked about this on a previous episode of the Bite Size, a similar story around a young, really young player, really, Harvey Owen. For those who don't know, he's 14 years old, and it's almost indicative of the world, really. And perhaps I'm partly to blame for this, about bringing this up as well. But there was talk that Liverpool were interested in snatching him away from Wolves. Well, according to David Lynch, Football Insider, His sources have told him that Liverpool have agreed an £800,000 deal to sign the highly rated Wolves youngster. He represents England at under 15 level already, and he's only 14, but he's going to join up with Liverpool's youth setup in this summer. He's been poached as Liverpool continue what he calls a post-Brexit push for homegrown talent. Wolves have negotiated the fee that would exceed the statutory compensation they would have been due if they just lost the player himself. It's been £800,000 for a 14-year-old player is just that's football at the moment. It's kind of dirty, if I'm honest. I'm not completely comfortable with it, but it's the business, isn't it? And if Harvey Owen goes on to break into Liverpool's first team and be a good player, then everyone's looking at it as an absolute bargain. Liverpool are doing all they can to hoover up some of the best young talent. Like I say, it does feel a little bit dirty at times and a little bit underhanded, and I'm not quite sure the rules should allow 14-year-old boys to be able to be transferred for, £800,000? That's a lot of money, but that's the world we live in, and Liverpool are almost keeping up with the Joneses when it comes to it. But yeah, £800,000, Liverpool look like they're going to sign a high-rated teenager, 14. Madness. That's football, eh? Football, eh? Speaking of football and football transfers, then, one name who's continued to be linked with Liverpool, of course, is Bayern Munich's Ryan Gravenberch. Now, according to a report from Sport Bild, it was a joint report from Christian Falk and, of course, from Toby Altschaffel, whose name I always butcher. But yeah, Toby, he's actually been on Redman shows fairly recently talking about Ryan Gravenberch. They both reported kind of status quo, truth be told, but if anyone was expecting a bit of a lightening up in Bayern Munich stance on this one, well, it doesn't appear forthcoming. So yeah, the joint report says Liverpool have spoken to Ryan Gravenberch's management and his entourage, but Bayern Munich still won't sell the midfielder this summer. So I don't know, it kind of feels like Liverpool have maybe had encouragement from the player side and from his agent that a deal might be able to be done, but as it stands, Bayern Munich are simply not having it. Now, whether that changes, they've only signed him for 1 year and he's on a big contract, so there's no need at all really to get themselves, if they don't want to sell him, they don't have to sell him. They got him for a relatively cheap fee anyway when they signed him from Ajax. And yeah, if you don't want him, I get it, you don't have to. And also, by the way, it's worth mentioning, they've got a big game coming up at the weekend. They play third-placed RB Leipzig. Now, RB can't win the title. They're 8 points behind Bayern with just two games to go. But Borussia Dortmund very much can win the title, and RB Leipzig can very much get themselves, well, basically secure themselves Champions League football as well. As it stands, they're third in the Bundesliga. Now, Freiburg are fifth on 56 points. And, Leipzig are third on that 60 points. Now, Freiburg have got to play Wolfsburg and they've got to play Frankfurt. So they're tough games for Freiburg. But if they won them both, there's still a possibility they can catch Leipzig, which means Leipzig are going hell for leather against Bayern this weekend, which means it's a massive game in the title race. So therefore, why would Bayern even be doing anything regarding transfers? Maybe they're just going to wait and see. So maybe it all comes down to that and there's a bit of posturing going on. But as it stands, as much as Liverpool perhaps want Ryan Gravenberch, that Bayern Munich have made it clear at the moment in time, he's not for sale. Whereas Liverpool's other believed top targets in terms of Alexis McAllister and Mason Mount, the general feeling is that they're both available. Now, Chelsea would like to keep Mount, but if he won't sign a new contract, then they will let him go. It looks like Brighton have already kind of half accepted that they're probably going to lose Alexis McAllister for a big fee. Obviously, I spoke to Neil Jones about that on Redmen Plus, who confirmed that the player's interested in the move as well. So it does feel like you've got three players who perhaps in different states. I think Gravenberch actually seems the most keen to join Liverpool, yet his club are holding on tight. Mason Mount's a little bit, I think he'd prefer to stay at Chelsea, but there's a contract thing, so therefore Chelsea might let him go. And then, of course, Alexis McAllister, it looks like he does want to leave Liverpool, sorry, join Liverpool as well. And Brighton are keen, well, happy to let him move, but the fee will have to be a big one. So three different stages of three different transfers. But yeah, as it stands, Bayern are not at all selling Ryan Gravenberch. We'll see if that changes in the future. I just mentioned it briefly, by the way, but yeah, if you want to catch that episode of Journo Insight, whatever feed you're listening to this on now, a free version of that clip will have went out on this channel. If you want to check the entire show out, including where we talk not only about McAllister, but we also spoke about Casado, goalkeeping, all the lads who were leaving and tons more, simply head over to redmenplus.com If you sign up as a yearly club captain and use the code YEAR on the payment screen, you'll pay just £25 for the entire year, which is an absolute bargain. You'll get all the content we've got coming up over the summer, all the transfer stuff, our amazing Roberto Firmino documentary. I saw the first 10 minutes or so of that producer Joe had edited. It is unbelievable. It's going to be brilliant. If you want to check that out, all the amazing content, and like I say, each and every week throughout the summer with Neil Jones on Journo Insight, we have got you covered. Redmenplus.com, join us yearly club captain and use the code yeah. Keep an eye on YouTube as well over the weekend, guys, and of course on your podcasting apps for all the content we've got surrounding Liverpool versus Aston Villa. If any of you are coming down to the live show at Hotel Anfield tonight, can't wait to see you. If you're in the Liverpool area and are looking for something to do this Friday evening, maybe some late plans, get yourselves over to Skiddle, search for MNTV, get some tickets, come down. We've got a bit of season review content, we've got a bit of transfer stuff as well, and of course the Ragamuffins playing some absolute belting Liverpool songs, including the Bobby Firmino song that they helped get millions and millions of hits on Spotify and raise thousands of pounds for the food banks. They'll be playing that as well. So yeah, Red Men Plus, the YouTube, the live shows, we've got you covered every step of the way. And of course, here on the podcast and apps as well. Right then, I'm going to stop talking. I'm going to leave you to all have a wonderful weekend. Hopefully, Liverpool beat Aston Villa. If someone else can do us a favour, that would be great as well, wouldn't it? I'll see you all later, guys.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/trip for free shipping and 365-day returns.
That's the sound of another sale on Shopify, in store. Shopify POS is everything you need to sell in person. From payments to inventory, Shopify unites your sales into one commerce platform. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/retail23. Shopify.com/retail23.